Holy Spirit, Gemat, Ever Shona, Tovshinayin Beis. Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah Yigaseibon. Yoyim Zan Kibbut Yechaseimon. Tvila. It is said, such hearts on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Talks about the sincerity of the day. Alochem Yechafezun Bechil U'ada Yechafezun. There's a tremendous pacha, not just in this world, there should be, but in the next world. The Olam HaEmes, the Esther, and we are. You can see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sitting on the Yoy, on the Din, sitting on the Kisei HaDin, and judging every single person. Every single person stands in front. As we mentioned in Arizal, that if a person all of a sudden starts to cry without any reason, on Rosh Hashanah, he knows that the Pshat is that they're judging at that moment as the Arizal. At that moment they're judging it. The neshama, sometimes the guf might not feel it. You can try to get in the mood of it, but the neshama does feel it. And the neshama can start being boicha. There could be a physical bechia, because that moment they're judging. And we, as we go on generation after generation, feeling and the moods and the realization that Rosh Hashanah somewhat escapes us, somewhat is removed from us, but it doesn't take away from the reality of it. It doesn't take away from the truth of it. It doesn't take away that for tomorrow night there's going to be din. Amadina Sivoni Omer. On the countries, it's going to be said, "Eis lacherem." Well, there's going to be war. Well, there's going to be peace. The abriyos in Amen, and all the briyos is going to say, "What's going to be with every briya? Miva eish, umiva mayim, miva kitzor, miva lo kitzor." The pelad of Gazach. It's something that we have to. David HaMelech said, "Someone we passed over." Sorry, David HaMelech was afraid of the Mishpat. David HaMelech was the Nim Zmir Yisrael. And the common folk is not the great. The Chazal gave us Eitzes. Chazal gave us a big Eitz on Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tesayin Lama Toikin B'Shoy B'Shalayo. Why do we blow a Shoy B'Shalayo? So the Gemara Kedei Lehazkil Lono Hakeidos O Shal Yitzchok And it'll be Nechshav Ki Lakanet El Atzbech Alefana. You blow the Shoy B'Shalayo and it'll be Ki Lakanet El Atzbech Alefana. By blowing that Shoyfar, it's a remez to Akedas Yitzchok. What's the pshat? What is the pshat? Just by blowing it, it happens to be a ram's horn. It has to be a horn that represents the aisle that was given in place of Yavi Yitzchok Inu. That itself has the power to give to make a remembrance for the Akedah. So here. And Vayitzi, the Gemara says, why do we blow the shofar of Rosh Hashanah? Why do we blow Kishen Yoimdiv, Kishen Yoishvim? We blow when they're sitting and when they're standing. So the Gemara, Kadela Arviv, Esa Sotom, the Arviv, the Sotom. Confuse the Sotom. What's all the confusion about? Why is the sun so confused? Rashi says, when he hears us being mechaveh the mitzvahs, the chiv of ha-mitzvahs, that's ma'arveh, that's soysim, the piyasotah. Tosfos says that when he hears the kol shofar one time, he hears it a second time, he thinks it's koilo shamashiach, both pirushim yipir. What does that mean? What is the exechivav in the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah? Many mitzvahs of mechavim. Why is not sois and piyasotah? And Tosfos tried even more shver. What's the pshat? And when he hears the kol shofar, he starts to get all mixed up. Maybe it's koilo shamashiach. The Zelf Frekta Shaila, I mean, his son's been through this once before. He's been through it many years. He's confused again, this year again, Nochamo. I want to take us into another halacha and try to come back to shofar. The Mechaber tells us in Simitav Kuf Pei Gimel that there are simonim. It's based on the Gemara in Hoyrius Nafid Beis that we eat simonim. Things that represent signs of different foods that hopefully represent, as we express it always, the different brachas that we make over them, that hopefully there will be simonim, signs for a good year. The Shabbat brings a vayish mahar b'tshuva when you're doing it. But there's an in the beginning, you have to eat these simonim. And the most famous one we know is the Mishnah Berurah, and the Mechaber doesn't even speak about it. The Chabad speaks about eating leeks, silka, tamri, dates, kora, gourd, and he says to me, "Yesh noigim leachol tapuach b'tvash." There is a minhag that the Ramah to eat a tapuach b'tvash, an apple dipped in honey. Ve'oimim tischadish oleinu shana mesuka. Hashem should give us. We eat this apple in honey. We dip the apple into the honey. Everybody makes sure to have that good honey, special, nice, sweet honey, and they have the apples there, and they take the apple tip of the honey. Yeah, shana mesuka, everything's gewaldig. What's the union of the apple and honey? The other fruits, I understand each one represents a pool of the sweet fruit. Lamai is eating other sweet fruits the whole night. It has an extra sweetness. What's up is dip the apple into honey. It's even more shmer though. Is the etzah, and we know when the halacha that you have to make a bracha on it, even though we're after the hamoitzi. Well, the mice is not nechshav dvorim haboyim machmas asur, the things that come because of the suda. So we make a bracha on all the fruits. The Mishnah Berurah brings down v'atapuach ikum b'forach alav v'poita advash v'av shoich la'atapuach achapiras hamoitzi v'kolotzar olavorach. You have to make a bracha on it because it's not called boyim machmas asur. The Shabbos is very interesting because L'maisa, we're eating tonight marim, we're eating pomegranates, we're eating other things. And we know that halacha is, Rabbosa, that if you have one of the fruits of the Shivas Haminim, the halacha is, that comes first, you should make a bracha on it. Why did the Shabbos say to make a bracha on the tapuach? He doesn't even know. Before the Mechaber said, you eat marim, you eat other things, you eat pomegranates, there are also eights. And halacha is, when you have in front of you one of the Shivas Haminim, you make a bracha on it. So the Chayra, if we were right, tackle the mice, brought down the poiskei peyinas manenu, that's the right thing to do in the kach window, hey? That we should make a bracha on the dates, we make a bracha on the dates. Stomach, because bachim want to have a lot of dates. Well, the mice, at the end of the day, what's pshat that we make a bracha on the apple? So l'maisa, be'etzim it's a dvarim niflaim. Be'etzim the halacha says So perhaps you could learn that the Ramah would live in Poland and didn't have the other fruits, and then he was talking about because they only ate out of the apple. That was the general fruit they ate, and in Mela, they didn't have other things. In Mela, they make the bracha on the eighth. But in Achanav, we mask him that we, you know, today that we have the other fruits. Well, the Maisa, the Klausenberg Rebbe, others say, Shat, Dvaldik Yisod, that we have a klal in Hilchos, Kedima and Peiros, that even though one of the Shivas Haminin is first, is has Kedima, but that's only when there's no Chaviv there. There's nothing that's Chaviv, something endearing to you. The apple in the honey is something that's so Chaviv to Klal Yisrael that it takes the Kedima over its mark. And we have to understand why, Rabbi Yisrael. Understand the Svara, what's the reason for that? It's a Pelah Nekazah. So I found the Bir HaGrar of Yisai in Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, Tavkuf Pei Kimmel, and it's Megala, an unbelievable thing about the apple and the honey of Yisai. Everybody's Reno thinks it's a nice song, it's a very nice common minhag, and people never know, we never understood what we're doing with giving the apple to the honey. So up to Bir HaGrar in Simen Tavkuf Pei Kimmel, Tapuach Al Shei Bir Yomotzik Levon Lechiki, unbelievable Bir HaGrah here, Rabbi Yisrael. The Bir HaGrah says, you know why you dip the apple into honey? Because the Pasuk in Chumash, Rabbi Yisrael. The Pasuk tells us, in Parashas Toldos, when Yaakov Avinu went in to get the brachas from Yitzchak, his father, so he went into the house and he put on, everybody knows, he put on the big day Esav. He put on his arm because he was an Ish Cholok. His brother Esav was Ish Sodeh, was Ish Seyar. So he put on his shoulders the skins of the animal to be hairy like him. And he put on his body also to go in Azoy V Esav. The Yaakov Avinu, the Yitzchok Taka, was choishish who he was, a kol kol Yaakov Yadayim Yidei Esav. He heard his voice, he thought Taka was there, the voice sounded Yaakov, he wasn't sure he was supposed to bless Esav. He told Esav to come, Yaakov had snuck in there with the tzibur of Rivka, and there he was in Big Day Esav. But his kol was kol Yaakov, it was the kol Yaakov. His life was Sevish Odovi, he came over, he kissed him, and he gave him the brachas. What he gave, said the Pasuk, Vayorach es reach begodov. He smelled the smell of his clothing. Vayavorcheyu, and he gave him a bracha. So Rashi nichlas boy Tam Gan Eden went into him with Yaakov Avinu. The smell of Gan Eden. So to Gemara, Tainus Chof Testament base. Kireach Hasode. Kireach Shel Tapuchim. It was the reach of apples. The reach of tapuchim was the smell that went in the Yaakov Avinu. Zop the goy! V'hoya v'rosh Hashanah ki yodua! Zop the goy, Rashi, Chumash tells us it was Pesach, but it was Rosh Hashanah, unless the goy is learning, we learned today, Abba Rosh Hashanah, man, so Pesach is also Rosh Hashanah. But v'hoya ki Rosh Hashanah, zop the goy, a pinyin, it was v'rosh Hashanah. Thus, man, when Yaakov Avinu went in to get the brachas, the day when everything's decided, the day when everything's at stake, Yaakov Avinu went in and he chapped the brachas. It was Rosh Hashanah, says the guy. And on that day, Yaakov Avinu gave him the brachas because he smelled the reach shel tapuchim. He smelled the aroma of the tapuach of the apple. And the man that was became the reason that Yaakov Avinu blessed, Yitzchak Avinu blessed his son Yaakov to be the inheritor, to be the future of Klal Yisrael, the brachas and everything that came with it was from that smell of the reach shel tapuchim. Nimsa, unbelievable thing now, that when we eat the apple and honey, what we really is the chavimis of the brachas, of the fact that we became Klal Yisrael, of that night that Yodua B'Rosh Hashanah were reenacting the chavivas of the Reach Shel Tapuchim according to the Vilna Gaon. We could say Nochtifa. Shteitin Medrash Vayorach Es Reach B'Godov Shteitin Medrash and Pashas told us. Sokt chazar va yorach es veh begon vayacheyu. What's the real big God of Altik Rebbe God of Mun Chazal and a Boig Dov? What's Pshad and Big God of? Zot Chazal Boig Dov. We dash on the word Big God of, don't Altik Rebbe God of his clothing, and a Boig Dov, his rebellious ones. And Chazal bring two Maiselach in the Medrash. Kigon Yoisi Mishisa of Yokum Ishroi Rois, Yoisi Mishisa, Bishoshapika Ishsoinim Likonis Larabayas. The Soinim wanted to enter into the Har Habayas, the Mokum Kodesh Kodoshim, where Zorla Yikore, Omru Yikonis Mehan, Ubehemtria, they were also afraid. They said, get one of the Jews to go in. Amile U, they told Yoisi Mishisa to go in. They don't go in. Whatever you take out is yours. We're a little bit scary to go into this place. They also have a little bit of fear. Whatever you take out is yours. So he wasn't a Yosef Meshisa wasn't a from Yid. He wasn't also a Sereshah. He went in. He went in and he took out the Menorah Shel Zavs of the Medrash. Amrulay in Dag Shel Hegel Shtanz Bezu. They said to him, you know, Hedu doesn't use that, go in again. The kids, he didn't want to go in. What they do, they took him by a chamosh of Horoshim and Asimboi, Metzavech, Vohoi, Mohoi, Oi, Shechas, to the Boiri. This Yigid who went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim because he wanted to make some money. Afterwards, he kept his pilots, he kept his Zeresh HaTshuva. And they dragged him around with a horse, with sticking him in, with stuff sticking into him. And he was screaming from Yisurim. And all he was concerned was Oyli Shechas Yisboi. This was Yoyis Mashis, and originally he went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. When Yochim Yisroirois, he was the Ben Achoysho Shab Yoyisi Ben Yoazi Yisroir, and he was going on and riding a horse on Shabbos. He was riding a horse. Ozel Kume Shvisel Mitzkalo, Amalei Chami Susi Dekam Mori, Vechami Susi Dekam Morach. They took out a different Tana. Rav Yosi ben Yoel, they were taking him out also at that time, and they were taking him to be hung, and he was going out Michal Shabbos, and his horse was running next to it. Omalev came to the Machis of Kavachom and Loisim at Sinai. Oh, if that's what's happening to Machis of Kavachom and Loisim at Sinai, he's going to have pleasure. Oh, you're the biggest Loisim at Sinai, look what's happening. So he said, if this is happening to Loisim at Sinai, Kavachom and the Machis of. The war from Yosi ben Yoezer went into his nephew ben Achoisai, mamish like poison, and he heard the war and he heard the head and the spittle of Yadid was misoyer. Zok Chazal, he was holach mikayim by Arba Mises Bezdin. He went and mikayim himself Arba Mises Bezdin. Zok Chazal v'yorach Ezreah b'godov Ezreah b'oigdov. We see that what? That even the b'oigdov, even the ones who are rebellious, even the ones who b'emes, show on the outside that they're chas v'sholoim mach'isov. But when it comes to a Sereshah Tshuva, finally the ikar rots and the pnimius of the Yid comes out on Soy v'shol Dova, his oyer and Tshuva, they change for him. It could be Rabbi Isai. This is the Chavivus. And under Chavivus in Gansin. Vayorach Esreach Begodov. I'll take you Begodov El Boigdov. The Tifa Daher here. Why is the trash of the word Begodov on the clothing of us? The answer is a Meridic Daher. Yaakov Avinu had just come in to Yitzchok. Clothed like a Russia, clothed in the begod of Esav HaRasha, the biggest Russia, that Shayach, on the Yom of the Yort, on the day of the death of his grandfather, Elik Avraham Avinu, over Achamisha, Avelis Hamurais, a Russia that Kemat wasn't in history. On Yaakov Avinu comes dressed inside Yitzchak Avinu to be covered the brachas. The brothers made all the brothers that Hashem Bozemis bestowed upon Klal Yisrael. How is he coming in dressed like Yaakov, dressed like Esav HaRasha? And he comes in. He smells the reyach and coming out from those clothes. What's the pshat of this? The teeth of the hair. Is that the metzias? What Yaakov Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu was smelling. What Yitzchak was being megala. The pnimius of the yid is the reyach of the reyach shal tapuchim, the reyach shal gan eden. The metzias gan eden. The metzias of a yid is the reyach toif. All the rishus, all the avevus from the ganze yor, all the things that we did wrong, that's begodom. That's the outer begodom. That's the goof. That's the part of the body that pushes the yid to do avevus, but that's not him. The reyach, which is reyach on the shoma talul kol, the koyach of the reyach, is in the shoma life. That every Yiddish mishtayach to by Yorach Israel the God of, he smelled in Yaakov Avinu that no matter there's going to be boikdom, which similar as the God of, there's going to be people on the outside who's going to be boikdom, they're going to rebel against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But the etzim and the pnimi is the reyach, is the smell, is the neshama, and then the neshama is the essence. If that's true, we can give him the brachas. If that's the essence that's coming out from this begodah, from this boidah, from Yosef Yisraida, who went from Yosef Yisraida, his nephew, who was over on Chil Shaz the Vahesya, from Yosef Mishisa, who Be'etzim went out the Kodesh HaKadoshim and went in and took something out, the Menorah Shel Zov, and yet B'Sema Shel Dov, and they come to admit and come to do Tshuva Shleima. That's the Yid! That's the Chavidus of the apple and honey. Allah Mashishon Rabbi Sahib. The Chavidus of the apple and honey is that we say to the Ribbono Shel Olam that we are Shayach to the Reach, to the smell, to the taste of the Reach, Shel Tapuchim of the Goyim. The Rabbis on that Inyan. Because Be'etzem it's Nishtar to all of us. We went through the year. We've gone through a year with Be'etzem. We're in that matzav that we've been schlepped around by the Yetzer Hara. We've been moved around. We've been controlled. We've gone to here, we've done this, and we've done that, and we're not in control of ourselves. But on Rosh Hashanah night, it's Mezgala, the Reach, the God of the Reach. Of the tapuchim, of the sodash of tapuchim that we mishtayach to. That's the chavivis of the apple and honey that we make a bracha on it according to some poiskim, because it's more chaviv, because it's the gal of the essence, it's the gal of the mahus, it's who we are. But that's what we have to realize. Rosh Hashanah night, Rosh Hashanah night, we eat the simonim, and the same thing goes for the kol hashoyfer. But the metzias of the Kol HaShoyfer is the pritzus, the breaking forth of the ava of Tzvah Kodesh Baruch. That's what the Shoyfer represents. The Shoyfer represents a moyedika ava Tzvah Kodesh Baruch. The Shoyfer represents the neshama again, the coil called Yankiv, even though the Yadayim Yudayezer was the coil, what emanates from the neshama, from the ruach, the ruchnius. The teeth for Ruchni, which is separated by the walls of the Shoifer, the teeth tell us that Be'etzem, that's the spirit of Klal Yisrael. That they're calling out, that Kodesh Baruch and Bechiyach, we know you're judging us today. but that our essence, that who we are, hear the Kol Shofar. See and hear the Ebonei Shalom, Bishmoya Kol Shofar. The Kol, Kol Yankiv, which is Torah. The Kol, Kol Yankiv, which is Tefillah. That's our essence. And that's how Mishtaya to the Akedis Yitzchak. What's his Akedis Yitzchak? How Mishtaya to Akedis Yitzchak? Akedis Yitzchak, Pirachan and Tizkar, is the breaking of all the Tzoynais of a person and directing the Ava only for HaKadosh Baruch. No matter what I've been involved in, no matter what I had the Tzoyin with, and I showed a particular Ava, a particular liking to this thing, the Akedas Yitzchak says, there's no Ava but HaKadosh Baruch. Or when the Shom Shmais is locked in his Akdome, Faraday Akedah says, Kachnos Bincho, Shechidcho, Shelo Avto, says the Pasha before, take out his Bincho, Shechidcho, Shelo Avto, Velech Lecho 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 Fact is of Shmais and Akdama. What happened to Shahabda? But the Maisa Akeda Avram was Megala that all his Ava, all his Ratzon, all his desires, everything, including even his personal Yitzchak, the one son that he had, all the Ava is directed only for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no more Asher Ahavto. It's all Ava's Hashem. And that's the Maisa Akeda. And that's what we're doing with Lord Shani. It's showing in the teeth, the amkus, the depths of the man. Mi ma'amakim kosich Hashem, min ha'meitza karosika, ononi v'amecham karosika, we say by the shofar, from the meitza, from the teeth kind of the mensch, licked, there's a desire, here lies the desire for Avas Hashem to be close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Dear life, desire to be a MS Yid, to do Ratzon Hashem in the right way. The Reach, the Godav, the Koil Yankiv. The Yadayim might have been Esav the whole year. The Yadayim, the Raglayim, the Kuf was Esav the whole year, running after this. Of a Rosh Hashanah's Megal, the Koil Yankiv from everywhere. A Koil Yankiv. Vayevachayim. That's Yisrael Tirbach. That's Mahapech Midas Hadin and Midas Arachim. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu sees how deep, and it could be that's what Rashi means, the Chavivas of the Shofar, that we keep blowing it, representing this thing. That's what Soysim the Satan. The Shofar represents it in the most spiritual way, that we direct the Ava Kula of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing else. The Satan has nothing to say anymore. The sun has nothing to say. The sun's whole koyach is look at the klayos. Look at that. You see the chavivus. We're blowing and blowing. I keep blowing. We're keeping megala. Ava, ava, ava. The sun has nothing to say. As we have kiveiga zok nocha knech, zok we have kiveiga pshat. That the Gemara says in Yuma Peivav that tshuva me'ava makes. Tshuva me'ava makes the zdoinis become schuyos. Zok Rashi, when he hears us mechavim the mitzvah of shofar, nistam tano, he doesn't want to say anything because it happened to schuyos. Because the mitzvah of shofar is tshuva me'ava, zok kiveiga. Tshuva me'ava, you may get told to the first bow with the shofar, I love you. Does make the shofar. Everything that I have in my life, all my mitzvahs, and giving it up, all of the difficulties, all of the times, everything in Olam Hazeh, Yibayisham, I give it all up for you. That was the Maisa Akedah, and that's the pnimius of every Yid. Zok Rebbe Shachaim Avraham Avinu, with every Nesari, he gave it into our DNA. That's Achetza, Asara Nesionis Nesnas Avraham Avinu to Rechaim Elohim. It's in Achetza. From the Nisyonis of Aram Avinu became part of our DNA, that we're ready to go over anything to do Ratzon Hashem, because we attack Oyavim, sagt der Kadosh Baruch Hu, sagt der Avraham Avinu, oy hava. And that's what Rosh Hashanah is all about. The apple and the honey, tkiya shofar, it's all to the gal, the premius of the real yid. What he did till now was his begadov. His begadov. All his begadov was taken that way. But that's not the thing. That's not who he is. He's the pintle of yid that comes out to the shofar. He's the pintle of yid that comes out to the reach of the tapuchim. That's what we have to really think about when we eat the chayabon. Tell a story of Rabbi Isai. There was a yid. There was born in Tsarist Russia. Tsar Nikolai. And he was born in a house, and then it was known at a young age he used to come around the soldiers looking for the yid in every crack, nook and cranny. They would take him into the army, and once they took them in, it was gone. They would stay there for years and years, and they would rip out, they would tear out every inch of Yiddish guy. These would throw him from Yiddin with those little payas dangling down the sides. And the Maisa, the parents raised them for certain years, and then Nebuch, they would come to the houses, surgery, take them away, enlist them in the army, and that was over. So there was a family that the mother hid the son in a barrel top of a stairway in the attic. And the communist soldier, Mashimon, came in looking for them. Every place, we know you have somebody here, where is he? And then his mother didn't say anything, you have no children. And they're looking and looking and looking and searching, and they can't find, according to that list, they should have been here, but they can't find him. They're about to leave, and one of the soldiers trips over the barrel goes crashing down the steps, and there he is, the little boy, all petrified, and the communist soldiers whisk him off, the tears of the mother. And they take him, and they shman him up. They give him tarifas, he tries to make throne, but years and years, they cut him off his payas, they cut him off, he looks like a guy, and he's going around as a soldier. Years later, this kid is already 30, 35 years old. Maybe older. He's already older. And he comes back to the town with his soldiers, and he comes into a shul, the shul of Rav Yitzchak Inspector. And the Maisa, he comes in, knocks the cap on his head, and he goes over to the Rav. He said he wants to go up to the Ombud. He wants to go up to the Ombud, and they're trying to push him out. What do you mean, you want to go up to the Ombud? He says, "Nay, I've been a yid. I'm a Jew. And once I lived in a mamish attire family. I have nothing left. Though they took everything out of me. I'm old already. It's difficult for me. But I found this Beis Knesset, and I came here as soon as I had a chance. And I wanted to come to the Beis Knesset, and I wanted to declare something." He walked up to the Amid. He opened up the siddur, and the barely Hebrew that he knew, he screamed out, "Yiskadel, Yiskadel, Shmei Rabbo." Treifus, Tarfus. Who knows he had Shabbos? Who knows if he had Yontif? Who knows he had a Rosh Hashanah? Who knows he had a Yom Kippur? Nothing! Soifa Shal Dovar is door, Yid inside the day after God. The outside might look like a goy. The outside might be mamish, have been come so tumidic for all the gigoyish zachin. Oh, but that's not the reach that comes from every yid. That's not the kodesh. No matter where we've stumbled, Rabbi Isai, no matter what it's been this year, you realize that Rosh Hashanah night, to eat this morning. Rosh Hashanah day when they blow the shofar, the opportunity is right there to make out the thing, to make a new kabbalah, to start over fresh again with this new giloy of who we really are. that when we find ourselves and we shmegal the true Abba that we have, because Shabrichu be'emes, because those waiting there to accept it, when we call out Hashem Melech, Hashem Molech, and we really mean it, because Bo's waiting there. Vayevachayim. It depends on your good year. Every year, Zog Delekha Chavetz Chaim, every single year, the Satan gets billboard by this call. I think it's called on Shom Mashiach. What's Pshat? Chavetz Chaim Zog an underworld. They asked the Chavetz Chaim a gewalt of Yishayim. If it didn't come, Yishayim, at the time of Yishayim, if it didn't come at the time of the time of Yishayim, how is it going to come at our time? You read us at Torah, look what's going on. We didn't want the Madrig of Torah of Yerushalayim. How could it be? So the Chavetz Chaim, oh, Gufa. That's Gufa, that's fine. The Kodesh Baruch Hu sees. And in every door, it's even more difficult to serve Hashem. More things are schlepping us away. You have the iPods and the Shmipods and this thing and that thing and the internet and everything that's pulling us so far away. And yet you're still staying something. You're still trying to hang on. You're still doing mitzvahs. A mitzvah is manas day. You know how powerful it is. You know, one mitzvah does today is an explosion with everything going on, with everything could be pulling away. He could be out there doing who knows what. He's there saying, Yehei Shmei Rabba. He's there learning the word of Torah. You know what impression that makes? People were saying it's gewaldic. The Kol Shoifer every year is a different Kol Shoifer that he hears the Santa. It's the Kol Shoifer of our generation. It's the Kol Shoifer of 2011, who's been destroyed, who's been made mincemeat by technology. It's destroyed us. It's taken the human Adam and schlepped him here and schlepped him there. It's destroyed marriages, it's destroyed lives. The cry of all the later generations of publicity, advertisements, has taken people and ruined them, trying to instill in them with these big billboards, and they know it works. The advertising mail is a $1 billion business, and there it is. People are being drawn. What's the real thing in life? Coca-Cola. What's the most important thing you have to do tonight? See that movie starring John Simpson. And obviously someone else, we can't mention Mason Ledger, starring. Big billboards! These billboards are trending. They know that it's a $1 billion business. They know if you see that Coke sign, someone like, you're going to want to drink Coke. If you see a guy smoking a Camel cigarette with his hand around somebody, not a fellow man, and wearing a cowboy hat with his chest hair showing, you don't want to smoke Camel cigarettes. Or it kills you. You can smoke millions of dollars per hour going out. What's all? They advertise. And every advertisement, every newspaper with this nus and the shtos that's in it, everybody's like, it's pulling us and pulling us and pulling us. And the begodov are becoming dirtier and dirtier and dirtier in the begodov. But on Rosh Hashanah night, Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mariach, the Reach, the begodov, the Reach of his Baita. Even the rebellious, even the ones that are running after those advertisements, even the ones that are looking at things they should be looking at, Hashem sees that that's not him. He's a tapuach b'tzvash. He's a sweet, sweet neshamala. And that's what the scholar of Boy said. And the koyach of that is scholars, through the koyach of Shoifa, has a koyach min ha-meitza korosi ko, on noni v'merchav ko, the rachmas that comes out. There's so much to come out. Once in the scholar, this is soid, that our true neshama is Abbas Hashem, that we really love Hashem, we want to cling to him. Now's the opportunity to take that further. We don't mention anything about Chatzorim Gilu or Rosh Hashanah. It's a says she made tshuva. You know why? The first step to tshuva is to recognize that you're a son. You can't go back home till you recognize that you're a son. And you know who your father is. And you know that you truly love them. Then you can start the journey home. Rosh Hashanah night. It's the scholar that were born in Hashem Elokim. That will love HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a father to a son. And neither died even though he did. That's the scholar of Rosh Hashanah. That's what Rosh Hashanah is all about. We go through Rosh Hashanah days, we're going to be davening, we're blowing the shofar, and eating everything. Let's not lose the plot. Let's understand what Rosh Hashanah is all about. Let's be miskala, and not only miskala, but let's understand this miskala that's happening. That the son sees it. And the son gets mavulbo. You know why this generation he got mavulbo? Because this year was even more difficult to serve Hashem. It's even more difficult to be in yeshiva. And be out there working, selling newspapers. I could be out there, who knows, doing what? And here I am in a base measurement, I just thrown and came to a base measurement in yeshiva. You know what that means, the Jamayim? That's the cause of that shofar that the sun goes crazy. Because it's a new year, with new nishoinis, with a new Yetzer Hara, and the sun can't take it. How are they blowing that shofar? Nochamol. Maybe it's the advent of Moshiach. Maybe, just maybe, the koyach of those mitzvahs, of those ava, of that mesiras nefesh that we go through our own akedas Yitzchak to fight off the divers, to fight off all these divers that are thrown out of left and right and all around us, and we fight it all, we say no, we want to be the Shalom. Maybe that, just that koyach of us, which comes out deep from the shofar, shakes up the sun, because that's the call of Moshiach. We don't have to say what's going on in the world. The world is crumbling. All around us. Financially. All around us is uprisings, this revolutions. The world has never been in such a bad state. There's so much sorrow in the world. Who doesn't have just this last few weeks of Isaiah? I myself heard of people, I have contact with this guy, Nebuch Mizgala. He has this machla, and this guy's family member has this machla, and that machla. Everybody knows people who are Rachmanatzan divorced, and people know people Rachmanatzan older singles, older, getting older and older. People know people Rachmanatzan don't have children, and we used to have children. And Rahman al-Islam more and more the Tsaras and the Sahabah. That's all Midas HaDin. You know what's this happy of that Midas HaDin? This year, when you think on Rosh Hashanah, I saw Rav Desta, I saw Rav David Barak, and he said Rav Desta used to tell him Panovich, you should take a piece of paper and put down on the paper before Rosh Hashanah. Good, write down all the events that happened to you this year. Good and bad. Write it all down. Anything that you got in contact with was good or bad. So you were in a car accident. You hurt your arm. You lost money. You got this. The good things also. You won this. You did this. Write down a piece of paper. And take it out and realize everything was exact last year on Rosh Hashanah. And take that paper to the Seer Rosh Hashanah. Really ask the Rosh Hashanah, what do you want? Want much more good than Rahman's and all those bad. I have friends who need big yeshuas. I have friends off the derech, once on so many kids, Rahman's are off the derech totally, no shaykhis. It's all from Midas HaDin in the world, because it's all from the Yetzer Hara. But it can be changed, Rahman's. But Yorah is Reach, gone. This Rosh Hashanah. Take the bull by the horn. Small base manage here in Mat Shlomo. All the Batim Midrash all around. The Koil, the Shofar, which is the soul of the Chiyas, we cry. What's crying all about, Rosh? What's the crying? Shofar is the Chiyas, Yom Yabava, they have crying. What's crying? know what crying is, Rabbi Zayi? Why is a person crying? Rahmanat Allah, later you lose a loved one, you lose someone dear to you, you cry. Something happens, you lose something, you cry, you lost your wallet, you also cry. Crying represents chisaron, missing. When something's missing in your life, you cry. Rosh Hashanah, we're crying because we're missing so much. We're missing so much in our own lives. We're missing so much in our family lives. We're missing so much in our own development. We're missing, we want to be better. We don't want to have those chisaron. Rashi says in Chumash, chait is a lashon chisaron, it's missing. We don't want that. And the biggest thing we're crying or missing is our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because if you would be connected, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be with us. If it would be based on Mikdash, if it would be Mashiach, no tzaris, Rabbi said. No tzaris. All the tzaris come from Churban. This year, let's make a difference. In our own lives, the lives of our families, the lives of all clients. So many times. So many. So much Yeshua we need. Not telling anybody else who speaks, and that they're not davening on Rosh Hashanah. Here's the culture of the Shofar. He hears the essence of all of us, a real Bakosha, deep down Bakosha. We want to be better. We're going to change. We want to make a difference. Satan hears this cry from the Shofar. He hears the cries from the tefillos. He's more vocal. It just might be Mashiach. And who knows about that? This year, it just might be Mashiach.